He has a lot of integrity as an individual, and a lot of his ethical code is very good. Given the corruption in the ministry, that might be a positive sign. But I think it needs more than that. I see some dangers in according a ministry like the Ministry of Education to someone with a religious orientation. This gives the Muslim Brotherhood a leverage over the Egyptian society, a considerable part of it, the process of imposing a religious character on the educational system, which I see as a source of dangers for the future of the country. We need a secular education that stresses equal rights, citizenship rights, rather than religiously oriented educational system.
The other interesting appointment is the Ministry of Parliamentary Affairs, which will be headed by Mohamed Mahsoub, a high board member of
Mohamed Mahsoub, the Dean of Faculty of Law at Munafia University, right next door to I work as a professor of sociology at the Faculty of Arts and the Humanities.
He is, of course, already a member of the Constituent Assembly, which is charged with drafting Egypt's new constitution, and a member of the El Wasat Party.
Yes, which is a Muslim Brotherhood party, more moderate than the Muslim Brotherhood, but a branch of it. He is a Muslim Brotherhood sympathizer.
Egypt's new cabinet, bureaucrats, technocrats, and Islamocrats. Would you say that's right?
Very much so, judging by the names. This is not a political government. It is not even a national government. It's a hodgepodge of a group of people that I don't know how they are going to work with one another. At least the Minister of Youth and Sports should have come from the revolutionary ranks, not from a former Ahli soccer club player who has some religious orientation. Knowing him as one of the supporters of the club, I know him as a player, but not personally, but as a public figure, as a soccer player. I know him. He has religious orientations. So I don't think that this government is very conducive to anything really positive without the intervention of the Freedom and Justice Party.